This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. A lot from the Assistant Deputy Press Secretary there, Harrison Fields, as far as how they see what they're trying to do moving forward and this battle with the AP. 855-839-1210. All right, hit us on the side. Somebody with the it factor. Some kind of charisma, something that is noticeable on this day that the film with the It Girl, Clara Bow, debuted. Now, somebody who has an it factor when it comes to, if we were in the bizarro world of the insufferable, this guy would be a king of kings. We'll announce tomorrow. Larry Krasner is going to announce tomorrow he's running for a third term. You'll hear on the show tomorrow, probably, Patrick Dugan, Judge Dugan, who we've had on before, former municipal court judge, who is a Democrat, backed by the building trades, but certainly is not Larry Krasner-esque in any way, shape, or form. And you could say, well, name the Republican that's going to beat Larry Krasner or even run, and we'll feature them. It's all about stopping this. So Krasner, even before he announces tomorrow, his people are putting out material saying that it will not be just to continue progressive criminal just policies. In other words, letting people out of jail and calling it something fancy. He will present himself as a great foil, F-O-I-L, to President Trump. Yep, he's going to be a foil tomorrow. The Inquirer says two-term incumbent who first won office 8 years ago, right, in a very crowded primary. And then as the incumbent was able to beat back what essentially was pretty weak opposition, I don't think that Judge Dugan is. Krasner's campaign said the prosecutor is looking to continue his progressive politics, including overseeing a record number of exonerations. Nobody did anything. Bring him home, Larry, not let him loose, Larry. And work to reduce crime while working closely with law enforcement partners. Boy, that must be news to the cops here. I'm a law enforcement partner with Larry Krasner. The announcement will also heavily focus on Trump. describing the president as presenting an unprecedented threat, saying he has attempted to politicize the Federal Department of Justice and is ushering in a crackdown on immigrants. Now, that would be illegal immigrants or criminal illegal immigrants. This will put an end to one of the worst-kept secrets in local politics. Sources close to Krasner have said for months that he intends to seek a third term. He ramped up fundraising, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So your reaction to this now, he's always been someone prominently attacking Trump, but now in the campaign announcement saying, this is what it's about. We need this local barrier against Trump. And there's only one guy that can do that, and that's Larry the K. So here we go. Is the third time the charm to finally? In other words, let me give you a couple of things. One, Patrick Dugan's got a lot of money, a lot of union support. He's a pragmatist. Yeah, he's a Democrat, but he's nowhere near somebody. He's law and order based. Two, have the people that get the juice out of Krasner doing something different? Idiots like Kevin Bacon, who extols him. How different it is what he's trying to do here. You know, the experimenting, getting the juice. Three, the black ministers, who he always brings out whenever he's in trouble. And there's a lot of grant money, a lot of that nonsense there. So are all these people going to finally be able to push him through, even though I think there's a gathering storm here against what Krasner has done or not done, really? So I think this is going to be close. I don't think it's a slam dunk, even though it's obvious how destructive he is. The other thing is, will this play in Philadelphia still? That he's going to stop Trump. He's going to be against Trump. Now, put this into another context. You heard us the other day doing the parade. I differ with Henry and Dan. I don't think the Eagles are going to vote to go to the White House. You know, it is a different world as far as some people now acknowledging what Trump has done during the election cycle, how this is different. But I'm not convinced of that in places like Philadelphia. I'm just not. Trump did better here, but it's still a point of pride, and that's why Krasner is going down this path, to tap into this. So let's just play it out for a minute. What would you say if the Eagles don't go? Would you go, so what? Really? I think they're in great set. Oh, my God. Again, how many times do we have to go through this? It's not about Trump. It's not about endorsing the policies of Trump. It's about the office. So if you want to bring politics into it, that's exactly what it would be. It's nothing else. If Obama were president, would they even take a vote? Would there be a need of a vote? There would be no need of a vote. We know that. 2017 is the only time. Well, we haven't had a lot of experience with invites to the White House, but any number of teams have refused, and or sometimes people like Tom Brady, I believe, did not go. I'm not sure if it was with Tampa or with New England, but I remember Brady didn't go. There's some people who opt out when it's Trump. There have not been many opt-outs before with other presidents. I don't remember the last one where a large group of people, somebody could look it up, and they said, no, we're not going. One tactic is just let it go for a while. Just forget about it. Maybe Trump will get tired of it and never invite them. He has not formally invited them, so there's that. Will Trump do that? Well, I think Trump will only do it if he senses that they might go. So I'm telling you, I don't think Trump is going to invite your Philadelphia Eagles because I think he sees it as clearly as I do. Large numbers of them would not go. Henry, you had
something. I think that's so lame.
What?
That to not even extend the offer. Like, I think Lane Johnson putting it out there at least gives the, you know, illusion that, yeah, we'd consider it at the very least.
considering
and I think putting it out there too is bigger than that, is that saying, yeah, I think we all would go. I think majority of the team would go, and we could convince the minority to see, like, hey, like, we should do this. It should be fun. And I think Trump just not extending the offer is whack. It's lame. Even the worst they can do is say no, right? Like,
well, yeah, but it's embarrassing when you're rejected again. In 2017, he was rejected, and you got the same ownership and the same thing going on.
It's part of being the president, right? Like, is it not?
I think part of being the president, too, is that you don't want to deal with a bunch of ingrates, and that's what they would be.
Half the country is ingrates at this point. Well, they can go up against him.
Well, there's a difference of voting against him and going to the White House in this tradition of big-time sports, where, again, you don't have to say you're supporting his policies, because what I think it says is he's other. In other words, he's so bad, we can't go there in any regard. Mm. That's what I think the difference is. It's not, all right, look, I went to the White House with Bill Clinton. I found him to be entertaining, interesting. We were invited. DJ wouldn't shake his hand. He said he wouldn't. He was about 14 then, so DJ didn't go. You're shaking a hand to the office.
Yeah.
But if you believe Trump is either, I don't think the Eagles believe he's Hitler, but he's a racist or he's anti-immigrant, how can you go there and shake his hand then? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I just don't think they think that way. I think that's like a projection almost. I get they didn't go then, but it's a way different team.
That's the reason they wouldn't go then.
But it's a way different team. Like we talked about a lot. There's only four remaining players from that team on this team.
So you think the vote would be to go?
I think the vote. I think you don't say that. You don't bring something out of the locker room like, yeah, we might go to the White House, unless you had talked about that before.
All right. Well,
because you wouldn't speak for everybody on your team.
Okay. I think they're busy with other things, but maybe they did talk about it. Okay. 855-839-1210. Should Trump invite the Eagles? You hear Henry's position. And I understand you can say, well, it's no skin off his nose if he invites him and they reject him. Well, it's, again, second time around with this. Then do you get into a battle with them? But maybe there's some political use in that, to say some people haven't gotten the memo. Why won't you come to the White House? How would you feel if he doesn't invite them? I see it both ways. I think it's the appropriate thing to invite them, but I think I know what the answer. I would be willing to bet what the answer is. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Get in on the side question too, which is simply someone that has the it factor. I like the Beatles so far. We've had several good ones. You can get in on that. You heard Harrison Fields lay out exactly what the White House is trying to do here. That's a little bit different. I mean, the Biden White House with Jen Psaki, they were pretty good enunciating his point of view. But with the French woman the last couple of years, it's brutal. This is a very sharp, constantly putting out the message on what Trump is doing. Now, they're putting their own spin on it, that it's always good, but they're putting out the message. They're showing energy. They're showing movement. That even if you oppose him, you got to say, wow, it's hard to believe the number of things that have happened. As he said, this is just beginning the fourth week. The Biden people, you didn't feel that. I'm trying to think back who the last one had this type of energy. I'm trying to think of the Obama people early on, maybe. This is pedal on the gas constantly, foot on the gas constantly, each day. Can they keep that up? Does it become overwhelming? I think it's effective so far, telling people there are changes. And the polling indicates, so far, support for what Doge is doing, wanting them to get into other things. Rand Paul today says, why are we not looking to see? Rand Paul has tried to do this for 10 years. He wants to go to Fort Knox and actually see how much gold's there. What's wrong with that? I think they're afraid there's not the gold backing up the currency that we've been told, and people might be shocked. Maybe Geraldo would go there, and like Al Capone's tomb. What would he find? Would he actually find gold in Fort Knox? 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210.
Okay. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. So Democrats are delaying the continued saga of Kash Patel. Not exactly sure when this is going to come up for a vote. I think he's got one preliminary vote, then the final vote to move forward. And of course, the FBI, this is the right up there. This hour, I'll play you though. Over the weekend, RFK Jr. was on with the Fox and Friends morning show, and he identified the four most potent problems in our food. Seed oil, he led with. Play a little bit of that. And several pieces over the weekend indicating these moms that are a bit apolitical now are coming to the shore of politics because of Make America Healthy Again, because of RFK Jr. And again, if he starts out in the foods and goes where he goes, just one disconcerting note. And it may be in the weeds. It may not be. I'm going to be watching him. We had somebody call in about farmers and how people farm. And I get it. He may have a grand purpose towards safer food somehow or another. But some of this stuff looks to me like it might overregulate farmers. Now, whether it'll be suggestions or what they'll actually try to do as far as do something to make farmers do something, we'll see. Be watching for that, but I'll play these four. They were good. Seed oil was the lead one, of course. Let's go to Bill in the Northeast. Bill, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Tom.
Yes, go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So my it person, I would say Elvis Presley.
Sure.
Male, female, was the other one was female. I guess she appealed to both sexes. Guys would be wishing they were Elvis, and the women would all swoon for him. So there's that. And so that's my pick for that. But I do have a thought on the naming of the Gulf of America.
Sure.
My thoughts on that are, and I hate to be too much of an Italian about this, but Amerigo Vespucci was a cartographer who actually mapped out or the outline of America. So it's the continent of America. It's north and south.
Right.
It's Trump didn't name it the Gulf of the United States. It's the Gulf of America. Geographically, it's more correct than the Gulf of Mexico. How did Mexico grab it?
I didn't go back and take a look at, you know, one of these weird things. Who knew who drew that up? That's right. And for the AP, here's their argument, Bill. They changed Denali to McKinley for the mountain because they said that's an American territory. They won't do Gulf of America because they say it's international waters.
Well, my explanation is international and geographical and cartographical.
No, I agree. I think it's correct, and it was just a misnomer that it became the Gulf of America. So until they do...
And the Gulf of Mexico is a misnomer.
Yeah, the Gulf of Mexico. So that's why they're going to be shut out from the press corps until then. It's a fact. It's a federal law and more factual than the Gulf of Mexico.
So true there.
Thank you, Bill. Elvis is a good one, too. Remember, it's all in the call. Explain yourself with it. Now, I've never, to my knowledge, been to the town of Rutledge in Delaware County, apparently. I mention it for a reason, though. It just shows you how far the suburbs have gone. It's a borough of fewer than 1,000 people. And the mayor of Rutledge recently asked the Delaware County Council. They're the progressives that have overrun Delaware County. They gave us, 24% tax raise in 1 year. And he spoke to them about considering a universal basic income measure for the 57,000 or so residents estimated to be living in Delaware County below the poverty line. I know you're saying, well, wait a minute, universal basic income, who's paying for that? Well, the people in Delaware County or the people federally or state? Probably the people in Delaware County. Now, this comes at a time when they've just hit citizens in Delaware County for 2025 with a tax increase of 24% and a total increase of 29% since 2023. In making the pitch to council, Mayor Sharif began by lauding the recent work of council, including the work of the countywide health department, something that is seen as redundant and causing a lot of the problems. He said, when it comes to the social good, is the element of whatever some of our people experiencing in Delaware County, 57,000 are below the poverty line. And all these programs that I'm seeing from the county are designed to help all kinds of people extricate themselves from the violence of poverty. I would like to invite the council to consider counties for guaranteed income. I'm a member of mayors for guaranteed income. Oh, man, I got to visit this place. Tell me about this place if you know if you're out there in Delaware County. Rutledge. Apparently, it's kind of small. Man, you talk about a kangaroo court and what this must be like. Universal basic income. I'm mentioning it because, really, how different are the people that run Delaware County at this point. 29% tax increase just since 2023. 29%. Just think of the things we hear routinely from them. By the way, we're still trying to get, I got to mark that down. We still have to see when Jack Stolzheimer is not going to be busy since he says he will not enforce the immigration laws. Jack, come on. It's President's Day. You're driving around. You listen to the show. You and I talk. Come on. You can call in today and tell us why you're not going to enforce the laws that you were elected to enforce on illegal immigration. But how different is this guy than the people, the commissioners running Delaware County, running Montgomery County, as far as their instincts and what they do? They're just more mainstream, the facade of that. Mr. Mayor, we salute you, the mayor of Rutledge. I need to get more Rutledge. I didn't look it up on the map to see where is it located, near Upper Darby or something. That was my guess. But
it's pretty much encapsulated by Ridley.
Oh, Ridley. Okay. And yet they consider themselves still to have a small town with a guy like this. Now, that is a great choice. You know, I get it. Small town pride. It's about 1,000 people. But universal basic income. And he's bringing this up when they're being pilloried. Chester County, too. They went in the tank for a big tax raise. Of course, Montgomery County did. But Delaware County, I know people will not believe it. Back in the day, there used to be a group called the War Board. And Delaware County forever was as Republican as Philadelphia's Democrat. It was amazing how Republican that was. Now, I know people may have moved away. Other people have moved in. I don't think the Republican Party has been that effective. So is Delaware County just really now Little Philadelphia also? We know that Montgomery County is. We know that's gone away for a while. That used to be kind of the old line Republicans, big time. The most affluent, educated, maybe county in Pennsylvania, Montgomery County. Chris Matthews' brother helped to lead the demise of what was Montgomery County. And I don't know, Bucks County has always been purple back and forth, kind of. We're starting to see Chester County mosey back to the Republican side. They were historically Republican. Every time I see something like this, it just says, what in the world? With the Philadelphia suburbs, guaranteed universal income. All right, so it's near Ridley. Is it affluent? I don't think so with this guy. How different is he, though, than these progressive mob that run Delaware County? 29% raising taxes. On top of inflation, the Biden years. That is quite a burden. How do they get away with that? Do people that are moderate Democrats, will they continue to vote for that? Do they say that it's justified? We're getting bang for the buck here. Are there that many of them in Delaware County now? Has it changed that much? It's a remarkable story of where we live. I mean, we've seen some inroads in Philadelphia. Trump in the last election, you're seeing in Northeast Philadelphia. The 29-year-old who won the state Senate race, you're seeing smatterings of people getting it. But while all that's happening, the suburbs are going the other way. They're not getting it. If anything, they're getting worse, doubling down here in some of this. Why is that? That's the stunning thing that I ask every time I see a story like this. But the people that are running it, the commissioners, they keep on getting reelected. Republicans are not even putting up much of a fight. They're willing to take the one minority seat, except in Bucks County, where there'll be a heck of a fight coming up. All right, side question today. Somebody who has the it factor. Let me go to Tom. Tom is in Glenmore, I guess, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, you in Glenmore?
Yes, Glenmore, Chester County.
Yeah, of course. Go right ahead, Tom. All right, who is it?
My girl nomination would be Raquel Welch.
Well, she sexy. Let me make the argument the other side. Sexy without a doubt all time. How does she the it factor, though?
She was like a class act. Like, she always accompanied Bob Hope on the USO tours in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like, a lot of these sex symbols come off like ditzy airhead, but I think she always presented herself as a class act.
Well, she was great on Seinfeld later years. Okay, Raquel Welch. I don't quite see the it factor, except just, you know, a breakout kind of. Marilyn Monroe, different than Raquel Welch. That's all I was saying. We'll put her in the list. 855-839-1210. This is Day Clara Bow. The film It debuted. Silent film, and that's where the It Girl came from. Okay, at 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. All right, Bill of C. Kane is one of my favorites, I think, way back to WWDB. And he lived in Rutledge. I don't know if C. Kane's that close. Hey, Bill, happy President's Day.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
Same to you. I didn't live in Rutledge. I live in Seacane, and it's right near Rutledge. Like, Morton, Rutledge area are sort of adjacent to one another. And Rutledge, I'll give you an idea how crazy Rutledge is. Rutledge is in the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District.
Okay.
And they're all a little wacky over there. Now, it's a shame how things have changed. A good law school friend of mine, Scott Shields, who was killed in a skydiving accident years ago, used to be the mayor of Rutledge, and he was as conservative as the day is long. He'd be turning over in his grave to hear this.
Yeah, I mean, I want to put this on the map because we got to get this guy on, Bill. My God.
Well, it's a small little, like 4 blocks by 4 blocks.
Okay.
Older houses, well-kept. They go in the 400,000 or 500,000 range. So, I mean, it's not Villanova, but it's not Barbie.
Whoa, wait a minute. So, I'm sorry, Bill, but why would this guy then be the one pitching universal basic income?
Dom, I cannot believe in any place in Delaware County these days how things have changed. And I think that the problem is everywhere, the silent Republican Party.
I'm glad you said that, Bill, you know, because they push back on me and I tell them, come on, face to me. I agree with you. Look, all those years you may have living memory. I mentioned the war board. That's pretty far back. It was like Philadelphia. They didn't have to do anything. Everybody was Republican. When it started to slide, they've been ineffectual.
Well, that's why somebody like Scott Pressler is a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's holding up a mirror to the Republican Party and making them work for it for a change. That's what's happening in a place like Rutledge. I would bet you that 50% of the people who live in Rutledge have no idea the mayor made this request.
That is a great point, too. And based upon what you said about the housing and all that, yeah, maybe he's just a guy who's very much involved in the civic thing, and they elected him not knowing that he's going to the chair and saying universal basic income.
You can't get people to volunteer for anything these days at all. In churches, organizations, sporting things for children and so forth. So you can't get them to volunteer politically and really stand up and be heard. And this is what's happening. The squeaky wheel gets the oil, and apparently he's a squeaky wheel.
Yeah, Bill, the Delaware County, you're Mr. Delaware County. You know, this is like an obsession with me, how the suburbs have changed. Is it new people moving in or the Republican Party just kind of folded? They were ineffectual. Is there an issue? I'll tell you one thing. Guy Shiraki, Bill, put it this way. Democrats have been good with their willing accomplices in the media of having a demeanor that appears to be moderate, like Houlihan in Chester County, who went wild over the weekend attacking J.D. Vance. Yet their public persona, you know, they seem to be these women that are moderate and they're extremist.
Well, as far as I can speak for Delaware County,
yes.
The Republican Party in Delaware County does nothing. I can tell you in my ward, in my precinct, when somebody moves into the neighborhood, the Democrat Party has this lady must be 85 years old, who goes and greets them and welcomes them to the neighborhood and tells them all about the township and all that kind of thing. The Republicans don't do any of that. So from a publicity standpoint alone, they have an advantage.
I hear you. Bill, who is somebody that has an it factor? Who does Bill F. C. Kane say?
I'll tell you, you know who I always thought had an it factor is Barbara Eden.
Was it honest, the belly button or what?
We had one Sunday over dinner. Oh. We had a discussion.
Right.
Was it Jeannie or Samantha?
Of course. I go with Samantha, and, but you're going Jeannie. Huh?
Everybody goes with Samantha. Dom, I dream of Jeannie.
That's a great one. All right. Great call. That's going to be a little hard to beat. Yeah, well, there was the outfit, you know, the navel and all that. But Samantha, Elizabeth Montgomery, I don't know. Not as big as Ginger or Marianne. Yeah, Houlihan, for a moment, on Twitter over the weekend, went wild about J.D. Vance in Munich. She said, I'm struggling with the words to describe my disappointment with Vice President Vance's speech at the Munich Security Conference. I feel as though all of Europe and half of America deserve an apology. Again, what did he say other than telling the Europeans to pay up, have their equal share, and stop censoring people that differ with them? Particularly, he was talking about a party in Germany they don't like, and right away they say they're Hitlerian. She went on to say VP Vance chided and derided Europe for the way things that our great nation is wrestling with, the very things. He maligned the continent's leaders and voters when our own house is not in order. According to him, Europe is retreating away from free speech and is making wrong choices about who should be part of a free society. He maligned them for not leading with the right values and for persecuting those who disagree with them. He also spent time scoffing at the idea that Romania's election was possibly compromised, with not a whiff of a mention of the violence of January 6th right here. Here it is. Oh, wait a minute. Now think about it. What the hell is wrong with you people in Chester County? You have a woman here in Houlihan who, as far as I can tell, is just critically concerned about the election in Romania and then linking it to January 6th. Guy Shiraki, if he's listening, I know he was on earlier today, made this great point, though. But with the willing accomplices in the media, Mary Gay Scanlon, the Dean of Decency, and the Houlihan, their demeanor appears to be all, you know, cocoa around the campfire. And they get away. They're in safe districts. They're going wild. Constantly with the January 6th stuff. This is where she'll go. She's the one, though, that voted against Lake and Riley. But the other two voted against it every time. Dean and Gant. How can you vote against Lake and Riley? Based on what? Houlihan tells us it was unconstitutional. Love to have her on. We'll all put on judge's robes here if she comes in. She can put it on. I'll put it on. And will determine if saving people in America is unconstitutional. That she wants to die on the hill of people that are here legally, have already committed the crime of coming into the country and other crimes, but we can't hold them if we catch them doing something else now to protect American lives. And in horsey country, they vote for it. No, Houlihan, you know exactly what it's about. Big mushroom. Big mushrooms out there. Oh, we need people here illegally for big mushroom. And she needs a cover for Big Mushroom out there in Chester County. That's exactly what it's about. In addition to being someone who is very liberal, it's Big Mushroom. But again, I'm going to text Dan during a break. We'll get the mayor of Rutledge on tomorrow, probably, if he answers his phone. You heard Bill. How would you have homes, $300,000-$400,000? And this guy's showing up at city council, county council, and saying, let's have universal basic income. I'd love to hear his theories on this. He's gone to the right people. Look at what they're doing in Delaware County. And I have Bill sentiments. They're progressives. They're just doing what progressives do. So you either have to come to the conclusion that Delaware County has changed so radically, or that the Republican Party is part of the problem. And I choose to say they are part of the problem. Not to say there hasn't been change from the old days of the War Board and all that. But my God, it was a solidly, you can look it up, Republican is Philadelphia's Democrat. So I get the changes. Okay. But really? 29% tax increase just since 2023? And you can't beat these people just on that? In Delaware County? That's hard to believe. It truly is. Bill, I don't know about Jeannie, though, versus Elizabeth Montgomery. That's a losing battle. It was a great call, though. I don't know what the it factor was. The naval, probably. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Doge prepares to audit the IRS today. Rand Paul asking that they audit. He wants to go to Fort Knox and see the gold there. Oh, man. And I want the military to be audited. Are you with me, though? The big thing to do right now, right here and now, that I'd love to see is to audit the military budget and the Pentagon. And you talk about cutting out waste and all that. How many people in the Pentagon? We've talked about going to the Pentagon and all. How many people there are legitimately functioning, or is this just the world's biggest bureaucracy? Not only that, what would the left say? Could they suddenly turn? They might, just because they hate Trump, and say, no, 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 we shouldn't be audit. We shouldn't audit the military. It's a winner. Audit the military now. All right, 855-839-1210. Well, I wonder if we're the number one station in Rutledge out there in Delaware County. We'll get the mayor on tomorrow, Gamal Sharif. And Bill's right, Bill of C. Kane. The people of Rutledge know that this guy's going before this Marxist progressive group over in Delaware County saying universal basic income. I can see them scribbling notes. That's the ticket. Next year, let's have are they ruling out increasing taxes after increasing it 29% over the last two years? Well, we can't rule that out. You know, maybe next year it'll only be half. That still then would add up into 3 years of what, 43%? How much can you raise taxes locally? How are people withstanding that? You know, they're nuts and they're more affluent over in Montgomery County, so they can put up with it. I don't see the same affluence in Delaware County. How are they getting? It's middle class. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line here. We'll see if he'll come on tomorrow. And by the way, Dom's Money Melody today. We'll have that for the prize. Don't forget, our buddy Jim Harvey over at Gallows provides a $50 gift certificate this week for the side question. That gets drawn on Friday with the five winners. Get in one a day. You have a shot. And it's a great spot. Seafood galore. And then the burger place, it's a second restaurant that he has attached to it. It's incredible. Right there on the boulevard. Rose's favorite spot. Get the seafood salad. It's a recommendation. All right, let's go to Jack in Gloucester somewhere. Gloucester City on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jack, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you so much. First of all, I'd like to put a vote in for that Duke secretary, press secretary, Catherine, whatever her last name is.
Oh,
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She is beautiful in every way. Anyhow, who I like to elect today, about late 1960s, there was a strike at the PE building down on Market Street. And I had about 30 guys down here. I was a project manager, and my men couldn't get in because of the issue. There was sort of a near riot, and my men decided they would go in anyhow. I told them I wouldn't pay them unless they were working. So they entered, and of course, the first guy was Joey Baranecki, got his head broken open right away, and they took him to the hospital. So about 20 minutes later, a whole bunch of cars pulled up. The riot squad came in, and Frank Rizzo came walking into the crowd, and the crowd hushed. I mean, he came walking in. He looked like I don't think he was that tall, but he looked about 7 feet tall, and he had this pinstripe suit on, and his creases in his pants could have cut your head. And yes, he walked up to me, and I know him from once before. He spoke at a couple words, and he shook my hand. He said, "Jack," he said, "any more heads busted here today, my boys will do it."
Southwest Philly? Is that what you're talking about, Jack?
No, right at 30th and Market.
30th and Market.
When they were building the north building, the PE, south building, north building, right at the railroad station. And another, just if you have another minute, he spoke at one of our construction dinners one night. He was running for mayor at that time. And he just walked in late, and I think his assistant, Marty, I can't remember his name,
Weinberg.
Marty handed him his speech. And he walked up and he started giving the speech and he stopped right there. He says, Morty, this is a great speech. He says, you did a good job. I just thought it was so humble of him. He didn't even pretend that it was his, you know. It was just a real man. And I always said, if he walked into the president's office in the White House, everybody would turn to him and ask him his opinion.
Absolutely.
He had
the effect. That's a good one.
You're going to have a hell of a story on
there
that.
There you go. Rizzo definitely had the it factor. And imagine the bicentennial, 1976, he's mayor, driving some degree of miles from wherever they met them. I don't know if it was at the airport or not. Remember, bicentennial at that point. Well, we got the 250th coming up, but remember how big that was. And Queen Elizabeth drove with Rizzo. I think Prince Philip drove with Rizzo's wife. Oh, man. Can you imagine that conversation? Rizzo with the Queen of England.
You're a creep. God.
No, I don't think so. Oh, my God.
I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
And Frank Rizzo Jr. has told me, too, sizing each other up when he shook hands with John Wayne, who was there, both of them walking toward each other to do the handshake. Oh, my God. Yeah, I could see Frank Rizzo with Trump. It would be an interesting meeting, to put it mild. That might be the leader currently of the it factor when you saw Rizzo coming up. All right. Big 2 o'clock hour. Want to play you a little bit of RFK Jr. yesterday identifying in a pretty entertaining way on Fox and Friends the four key things in our food. And RFK Jr., I thought he might bring into the Trump fold some of these people that were disgruntled with Biden. How could they not be? And they give Trump another, you know, and RFK Jr.'s there. No, it was women, moms, of the whole angle of taking poison out of the food or things that are bad, at least. So he comes on Fox and Friends, and he goes through seed oil he led with. Boy, he's got seed oil. I'll play them because he is going to have the biggest legacy of any of these people, I think, if he sticks in these lanes and things go smoothly, of exactly what America wants. It's a winner. Who would be against this? Well, you have certain agriculture senators, states, big agriculture. They don't want this. You have, of course, various corporate elements, preservatives, things of that nature. By the way, the head of the agriculture department now calling for an audit, DOGE, on SNAP, food stamps. Oh, my goodness, what we're going to find. I still think the military is a huge one, but you go to the Fed, and we see an audit of what they're supposed to be doing and what they're doing, and you see an audit of food stamps. I think, who in the world wants to die on that hill to push back against this? Well, a lot of Democrats still do. They're not getting it. America wants this. Now, they may not want every persona of Elon Musk and the crew of those kids with them, but they want this done. And the proof is coming through. They don't want this spending anymore. Can Democrats successfully fight that? The answer is it's impossible. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.